One of those most severely injured in the Oklahoma City bombing was Patty Hall. She was at work that day in the Federal Employees Credit Union on the third floor of the Murrah building. She suffered 40 broken bones, a collapsed lung. In the last 10 years, she's undergone 18 surgeries. And, of course, there are lasting psychological effects. Patty Hall is 67. She's never been able to return to work. She lives now on Social Security and about $900 a month in workers' compensation. She spoke with us today and recalled that morning, 10 years ago. She had just left her desk and gone to the women's room. She doesn't remember hearing the explosion.
I really didn't have any idea what happened until I came to, and there was so much debris on me, and some other people were near me. But at that time, there was a lot of smoke and emergency vehicles, and people were hollering, and babies were crying, and I was in and out, and it was very much pandemonium.
Now, if you had not gone to the women's room at the time that you did, have you reconstructed where you would have been and how things mm-hmm. might have been different?
Yes. If I had been back at my desk, I would have gone down with several of them. But because I wasn't, and this is something I will never, ever, I'll just take this with me to my grave. We had this one lady that was in the loan department that came and sat in my chair because she wanted to talk to another officer. And Robin was her name, and Robin had searched for years for a man to love her, and she found him and had been married about a year, and they were expecting their first baby within 3 months. And Robin sat in my chair, and she went down, and she and her baby were killed. Mm. That I'll never forget that.
When you were lying in the rubble, then taken to the hospital, did you have any awareness of what had happened?
Not one bit. Someone said it was an explosion, and I just went, oh. It's a long time before I ever really learned about it, because when I got to the hospital, the back of my head was bleeding so badly that I had asked a friend of mine to put a pillow behind me, and when she lifted my head up, there was so much blood they had to call the nurse, and then the nurse sent them out. Well, my preacher came, and I said, uh-oh, this must be serious. Here comes the big gun. But after he left, I didn't see daylight for about 8 weeks.
You were in the hospital for those 2 months. The doctors
yes.
induced a coma, is that right?
Yes, they did, because there was so much bad, and they didn't want me to remember the pain, let alone what had happened to me or the bombing.
How are you getting around now?
I can drive, praise the Lord. I had to learn how to drive, just like I had to learn how to talk. I had to learn how to eat. I had to learn how to brush my teeth. I didn't know how to do any of that when I came out of the coma. And then I had to learn how to push a wheelchair and get strength in my arms to where I could push a wheelchair.
And the pain, it sounds like, is with you every day.
Yes, it really is. It really is.
Ms. Hall, as you figured out what had happened, as people told you about the bombing and you reconstructed everything that had gone on, was it important to you to try to get some accounting of why this had happened?
Oh, I tried real hard to find out about that. I had a really hard time understanding McVeigh and Nichols. But then I'm not familiar with such a terrible hate that somebody would do that. I do not understand that horrible hate. And I didn't hate him. I wasn't angry at him. But I certainly did not want him to be dead. I wanted him to live in a prison and rot. And that sounds so bad, but that's exactly how I felt.
After the attacks of September 11th, there was a federal fund set up for the victims of those attacks. Family members, survivors got money from the government.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did.
You did not.
We did not. None of us. And I would have to say I'm bitter about that. I'm glad they got it. I think they deserved it. But I think we did too, because we worked in a government building. I had an insurance policy, and then my retirement together, and it's gone.
Ms. Hall, do you spend time at the memorial downtown in Oklahoma City?
No, I don't. I know everybody down there, but I went through such a horrible depression for about 4 or 5 years of what I was going to do with myself and the pain and everything, and I decided that I needed to do something. You know, once you've worked all your life, and then all of a sudden it's all gone, it's a horrible, empty feeling. And so I started volunteering, and I wouldn't dare trade that. I volunteer for the Salvation Army. It's a wonderful, wonderful organization. But I could never go back to work. I am not emotionally or physically dependable, because when the weather changes, so do I, bone-wise. But all in all, I'm very lucky. I was thinking the other night how lucky I really am, because I've got my eyesight. I can hear. I didn't lose all of my limbs, which was a very big possibility, because they thought they were going to have to amputate my feet and legs. And I can drive a car. I can go to the grocery store. I can go see my mother. She's in a nursing home. And I can do things that many people might not get to do. So I have some big blessings.
You know, a lot is made about anniversaries. We're talking to you, of course, on the 10th anniversary. Does this day to you feel any different from any other day that you've lived through as a survivor of this attack?
No, other than the festivities of it or the recognition of it brings back all the memories. My friends tell me that about 2 weeks before this date comes, they can see a change in me. I'm quiet. I'm restless. I cry. But I don't really think, I don't think I think about it, but I may well do. It's just so much in the hidden consciousness that, like, I know one thing. When I go to the store or Target or wherever I am, if there's a baby crying, I have to get out of there, because that reverts back to my unconsciousness of babies crying in the building. But otherwise, I think it's wonderful that they have honored everybody with this, but I think I'd like to see that stop. Just be very small. A prayer and a thank you to God for what we all have, and, well, for the survivors, and to bless the souls of those that we lost. But I'm not cottoning much to all the political things.
Well, Ms. Hall, thanks very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Patty Hall, who survived the attack on the Murrah Federal Building, she spoke with us from Oklahoma City.